Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
38-0 pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Dawn Staley in South Carolina completed their perfect season, ending Caitlin Clark's historic college career Sunday in Cleveland, 87-75, the 10th D1 team to win it all. Without a loss, defense just suffocating, especially in the second half after Clark opened the game scoring 18 of her 30 in the opening quarter. The Gamecocks, though, the first team in 8 years to win the title in unbeaten fashion. Tribute postgame from Staley to the woman that certainly, well, reshaped the entire landscape of women's collegiate basketball, Caitlin Clark.
Utilize this opportunity to thank Caitlin for what she's done for women's basketball. And I hope that every step of the ladder of success that she goes, she's able to elevate whatever room she's in.
It's really hard to win these things. I think I probably know that better than most people by now. And to be so close twice, it definitely hurts. But at the same time, we were right there. We battled.
They battled, but it wasn't to be for Iowa on this particular Sunday against this particular team and opponent, South Carolina. Perfection at its best. Who will be the best tonight, Purdue or UConn? Coming up in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
7-2, Donovan Klingon, 7-4, Zach Edey. Inside, and that's just for starters. Tonight, the national championship out in Glendale, Arizona. UConn, Purdue, the number one seeds. Really the way we wanted to see things play out. Matt Painter, Dan Hurley.
He understands the challenges, that he's dealing with, with Zach Edey. It's a unique matchup. That's going to be a heck of a challenge for our front court, for our guards, for our whole team, because it's going to have to take a team effort to try to slow him down a little bit.
The most important team is your team. I think anybody would say that at this point, but UConn is a very, very good basketball team, very good defensively, run a lot of really good stuff offensively. You have to be on your P's and Q's. You got to take care of the basketball. You got to be able to rebound. Got to be able to be good in transition. You take bad shots and you turn the ball over, you're in deep trouble. Probably the best I've seen in a long, long time in being able to take your mistake and make you pay for it. Then you got to be able to guard them. If you do those things, you got a chance. It doesn't guarantee success. You got a chance. But if you don't, you don't have a chance.
And a list of things that Matt Painter just went through. And one of the reasons why Purdue is 6.5-point underdogs going into this one tonight. Our coverage at 6:30 with the pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.